Is Apple's beta software program going nuts? Welcome to Tech First with John Kutzer. So, Apple's beta software program provides pre-release software for iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple Watch, and Apple TV before broad public releases that go to everyone. It's for greedy, impatient people like me who want new functionality before anyone else and, yeah, are willing to put up with a few bugs here and there. Right now, there's a lot of here and there going on. For the last few days, Apple's beta software program has been notifying my iPhone that there's a new update for iOS 14 beta. The only problem, there isn't. There's actually no update to be had. When I tap over to Settings, General, Software Update, it shows that there's no new version of iOS 14 to be downloaded and installed. I've tried a full shutdown and restart of my phone, wondering if that would induce an update, but no dice. So one notification, hey, no biggie, right? No big deal at all. But over the last few days, Apple has been spamming me with messages about imaginary and unavailable updates, continually requesting actions that I cannot undertake. And of course, I'm not alone. When I tweeted about it, multiple other people said they had the same problem. It's not just me, asked former TechCrunch reporter Drew Olenoff, driving me insane. Multiple others are experiencing the same issue, and not just once or twice. Same here multiple times over the last few days, says Cesare Petrzak. According to Apple's feedback app, the latest iOS and iPadOS 14.2 Beta 4 release happened on October 20. It included updates in Core Media, the Swift UI, fixed issues with Apple Pay and networking, and added features to Messages. There's no note, shockingly, about changing anything with the operating system updates or the beta software program. And of course, no one needs to cry for me. This is expected to a degree. The beta software program FAQ, after all, warns anyone who's planning to install pre-release software that, quote, please note that since the public beta software has not yet been commercially released by Apple, it may contain errors or inaccuracies and may not function as well as commercially released software. It continues, install the beta software only on non-production devices that are not business critical. Well, my phone isn't non-production. It's my phone. It's my personal phone. But yeah, it's not super business critical. I can get along without it for a few days. And of course, I still have my computer and everything else. The issue is simply a regular annoyance. I've reported the issue to Apple, and like many others on the cutting edge of software, will continue to occasionally bleed. This is Tech First. My name is John Kutzer. Have a wonderful day.